Now, there's been a, as we well know, there has been discussion after discussion about our declining education standards. And there's a piece in the New Zealand Herald today regarding the fact that, yeah, not so many words, that New Zealand's once world-class education system is a disaster. It's from Oliver Hartwich, the executive director of the New Zealand Initiative. And that's the problem. It was world-class. But over time, New Zealand's performance has declined gradually and steadily. When the OECD began testing education systems around the world in 2000, New Zealand was one of the top performers. Our results were above the average of the world's most developed countries. We came third for maths, fourth for reading in a group of 41 countries. By the time the latest results came out in 2018, out of the larger group of 78 participating countries, we ranked just 27th. In science, maths, reading, we are well down. We've experienced a continuous decline in results over two decades. We don't know how far we still have to fall before bottoming out, and we need to stop, and we need to stop now. That is the duty we owe our children. Parents with money have options. They can get extra tutoring for their children. They can move zones. They can send them to private schools. Parents without money, this is the chance they have for their children to do better, to achieve their full potential, to not live the same lives that the parents lived. That's how my grandparents thought. That's how my dad thought. That's how I thought. Education's the answer, and it should be the leveller. It should give every child the opportunity to be the best they can be, and that simply is not happening, and that is what we owe our children. 0800 80 1080 is the number to call. News Talk ZB.